USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer spending is soaring after Americans got their COVID-19 stimulus checks. The U.S. Department of Commerce says consumer spending increased in March by more than 4% last month after falling 1% in February. Economists say this is due to the $1,400 stimulus checks from Congress that boosted personal income. President Biden spending his Friday in Philadelphia promoting his new infrastructure plan, which many Republicans feel adds too much to our national debt.
I think that this rising deficit keeps most Republicans awake, and especially right now, because clearly we're seeing just an unprecedented spending spree on a lot of programs that Americans don't necessarily want or need, and it's going to land, obviously, on our children.
Republican Congressman from Texas, Kevin Brady, speaking there on MSNBC. USA Radio News.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Vice President Kamala Harris is pitching the Biden administration's sweeping infrastructure plan. During a roundtable discussion in Cincinnati, Harris saying the American Jobs Plan will help working families and calling it an investment in job creation that will boost public transit systems. A Chandler, Arizona police officer is dead and another is injured following a police chase last night. Christopher Farrar reportedly died after being hit by the driver of a stolen car. The other officer is in critical condition. Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb saying officers are taking the death of Farrar hard.
This is a hard time for all of us in law enforcement. We support Chandler PD, Gilbert PD officers, and we support all the men and women who put this badge on every day. I think this is just yet another example of how dangerous it can be when you do not comply with law enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Mike Pence gives his first political speech since leaving office.
In his first speech since leaving office, former Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday night had some choice words about President Biden's vision of America.
In just 100 days, the Biden-Harris administration has launched an avalanche of liberal policies that threaten to derail all the progress that we made for a safer, more prosperous, more secure America.
Vice President Pence was speaking to the Palmetto Family Council, a South Carolina social conservative Christian group.
President Biden has launched an explosion of runaway spending to the tune of $6 trillion and counting. And after our administration worked in a bipartisan way with Congress on every single COVID bill, the Biden administration passed their COVID bill on a partisan basis and actually used COVID relief to fund a massive expansion of the welfare state. They proposed trillions of dollars in expanding the federal role of government in every area of our life, literally from cradle to grave. And they're using an infrastructure bill to advance a radical climate change agenda.
Perhaps in preparation for office again, he also laid out details to a positive agenda for the Republican Party moving forward. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The European Union is accusing Apple of violating antitrust laws in the music streaming market. EU regulators say Apple is harming Spotify and other rivals by setting strict rules and charging high fees on its app store. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.